This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. My Lord, make me an establisher of prayer and my offspring as well. Our Lord, and accept my supplication. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, O dear beloved seeker of knowledge. We are so happy you are here and overwhelmed with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for choosing us to be of those who are trying to learn how to better our prayers, which ultimately better our relationship with our beloved Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a companion named Safwan radiyallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the way, may I please ask you all for a request? Every time we mention the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please send peace and blessings upon him. By doing so, you will be obeying your Lord and gaining a great and unimaginable blessings, inshallah. Back to our narration. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid, and Safwan radiallahu anhu came to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, I have come to seek knowledge. Now, before we go on, I would like to request that we all take a moment to ask ourselves, why are we here? What's our intention? Did we make an intention? Take a moment to make or renew your intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps the rest of this hadith will give you some inspiration. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon hearing this, was so happy when Safwan radiallahu anhu said his intention was to learn. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, Welcome, O seeker of knowledge. Truly, the angels surround the seeker of knowledge with their wings and gather around them in ranks, one above the other, until they reach the first heavens. And they do this out of love for that which you seek. Alhamdulillah. What a beautiful blessing to be spending our day learning about one of the most important aspects of our lives, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the key to Jannah, our salah, and to be in the company of the noble angels. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Our salah is an integral part of our deen. It's one of the five pillars of Islam. And unlike the other acts of worship, which were legislated on earth, our five daily prayers were gifted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and made an obligation in the heavens on the night of Al-Isra and Al-Mi'raj. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to the heavens after the most difficult time of his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our salah is the believer's soul food. If you are a part of my Journey 2021 program, you know truly how amazing our salah is in all aspects, and especially for our psychological well-being. One of the inspirations behind this conference is last month we were going over the psychology of worship. And many of the Journey 2021 members asked for a session on how to better their salah and really reap these psychological benefits. And I really wanted this important topic to be shared with everyone. And alhamdulillah, I am so proud of you for taking the time to learn how to develop a greater connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work on your salah. Our salah is the first thing we'll be asked about on the Day of Judgment, and the first thing we'll be held accountable for on that day. And really, one of the most important things in our lives. And it's the greatest way we can gain closeness to our Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know we all want to gain the pleasure of Allah. We all long to have a relationship with our Lord and taste the sweetness of connecting with Him. And we all want to be of those who are successful and enter Jannah with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. successful indeed are the believers. Now, who are these successful ones? Who are these believers who are successful? What are their characteristics? Well, Allah tells us. One of their characteristics is those who have khushu', who concentrate their attention with humbleness and humility when offering their prayer. And inshallah, developing this khushu' is what we will be discussing during this conference. One thing to keep in mind is that this is a journey and not really a destination. We will work on our khushu' all the time. Our khushu' will fluctuate. And in all honesty, khushu' is something that doesn't remain at the same level all the time for most of us. So whenever you feel like your khushu' is not up to par, you can do something about it. You can come back and watch the recordings here. You can look over your notes. You can reach out to a friend or a local scholar who can help you. You always have the opportunity to work on your relationship with Allah and the quality of your salah. Alhamdulillah, my heart is so filled with gratitude for this opportunity to be spending time learning and growing with you all. We are all so blessed to be spending our day with a wonderful lineup of teachers. And I just wanted to quickly go over the format. For ease and your convenience, every session will appear for you as a separate lecture. And inshallah, we'll have some amazing volunteers who will be taking notes, and we will be emailing the notes to everyone who opted in to receive emails. So, right after the event, inshallah, a few days after we gather all the notes and put them together, we will email all those who have opted in to receive emails from us. If you have notes that you would like to share with us, please send them over and we'll look over them. And inshallah, if we can incorporate them with our notes, inshallah, we'll do that and you'll gain the reward. And when sharing your gems on social media, please tag us and use the hashtag SalahSupercharged. And if you haven't already done so, please share the link with your friends and family. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the great reward of guiding someone to goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever guides someone to goodness will get a similar reward. Inshallah, we are able to maximize our reward by sharing this program with others. The schedule for our Salah Supercharged conference is as it was advertised and posted below. As for the giveaway, there is still time to enter. So please check out my Instagram and the winners will be chosen later today. Inshallah, I look forward to seeing you all in our next session. Assalamu alaikum.